Beloved in the Lord, may God's peace continue to be with you, and the zeal and fervor of those who have gone before us be with us every day, that we make a stand upon God and His holy word. I don't like bullies. I never have. I've dealt with quite a few in my life. When I was young, I was bullied quite frequently. I never liked it. I don't like people who want to throw their weight around. They figure that they have some kind of power, some kind of ability, and they will force people into serving them and doing what they want them to do. It doesn't matter where you are. It could be the bully on the playground. It's the big kid. Knows they can get away with it because no one can match them for size or strength. Could be the bully in the corporate world. It's that big corporation, has all the power, has all the influence, and they know they can get away with whatever they want because they can ride through it. And the small business, the small corporation, they're the ones who suffer because of bullies. Maybe you understand. Maybe you think similarly. But we face a lot of bullies in this world. Everywhere we look, we can find bullies. It doesn't take much. We find people who want to get others to serve them, to do their will, or at least to show that they're inferior because of a sense of pride, a sense of power. I don't like bullies. I'm not alone in that. In fact, if you take a look here, in our Old Testament lesson from Daniel, from our whole theme of what we are looking at this Sunday on Reformation Sunday, we find that there are other people throughout history who didn't like bullies either. They don't like being forced into one way or another. People who manipulate the system to get their own outcome, to cause harm to another person because of their beliefs or their process, their way of thinking. They don't like bullies. Daniel here, as we read from Daniel chapter 6, we see that he didn't like bullies either. And he wasn't going to bow. He wasn't going to bend the knee. He wasn't going to go apart from his own convictions and his own worship of the true God simply because a couple people who thought that they had true power were trying to get in his way. And so he would stand firm. Even if it meant that he was forced to stare down his lions, because he trusted in his God who was right by his side. Maybe you know this story. I think most of us do, don't we? We've heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den before. It's one that we always like to think about. It's one that we like to tell because this amazing miracle in dramatic fashion as Daniel comes out without even a wound. But it all starts with a couple bullies. See, Daniel was off with the rest of Israel. They had been conquered. They had been hauled off to captivity in Babylon. And the king there in Babylon, he had taken on some advisors, some wise men. Daniel was one of them. In fact, Daniel was one that he liked. How do you think that made the rest of his advisors feel? This Jewish man, this man who wasn't even native to Babylon, he was supposed to be a slave, and yet he has the king's ear. And so they put in place plots and schemes to see if they couldn't take care of Daniel. They whispered in the king's ear. They got the king to put forth a decree that for 30 days no god could be worshipped except for the king. His was the only statue they could bow to. They knew Daniel wouldn't go along with it. They knew Daniel's process. If you followed along in that first lesson, you see it. Because as soon as all of these things take place, as soon as the document was signed, it says that Daniel goes home. And now he has his choice to make. What is he going to do? Normally, he would open his windows towards Jerusalem, and he would pray to his Lord. He would worship the true God. He does it 3 times a day. And so now he must decide. Will he side with this decree? Will he give in to the bullies, or will he stand up and worship his Lord as God had told him to do? It didn't take much effort for Daniel to come to a decision. He opens his windows, as he had before. He acts like nothing has changed. He worships his God. He prays to him just as he had in the past. Because I must obey God rather than men. Of course, those bullies who had been watching the entire time, they were waiting for this. And so when they see Daniel going about his normal life, they go back to the king and they say, well, king, didn't you say that no one can worship anyone but you for 30 days? Of course he did. He knows that. He remembered. The king probably liked it. I get to be worshipped, and I alone, because I am the greatest and the mightiest above all kings, above all gods, now is what the king is being told. Of course I said that. And so they hand Daniel over. Well, look what he's doing. Those are the verses we don't have, the ones that we didn't read this morning, but you know they're there. And so the king has no choice. He sends his soldiers. They tie Daniel up. They haul him off. They do exactly what had been decreed. They throw him into a den of hungry lions, which should have meant absolute and sure death. They roll a stone over the front of it. They seal it, not only with the king's signet ring, but with that of his advisors, so that no one could disturb that den all night. No one was getting in. No one was changing Daniel's fate. Why? Because he had made a stand for the Lord and upon God's word. He would not give up worship. He would not change the way that he must go about worshiping his God. You'll notice, though, that the king doesn't take it very well. He has to follow through with it, because as soon as he goes against his own law, everything he has ever said, his power, his inability to make a mistake, all of those things that he put forth as being true would be questioned. Every law he has ever made would be questioned if he goes back on it. He had to throw Daniel in that den, even if he didn't want to. But he stays awake all night, a sleepless night. He takes no food, he takes no entertainment, and he waits until the first break of day. And in almost an eager expectation, he runs to the den. He shouts, Daniel, oh Daniel, are you there? Has the God who you worship continuously been able to save you? And on bated breath he waits for the response that comes from that den, as Daniel says, yes, O mighty king, may you ever reign. Even in the midst of that den, Daniel still honors his king, because he never had stopped doing that. He just wouldn't stop honoring his God either. My God has kept me safe. He sent his angel and he shut the mouth of these lions. They have not harmed me. And so up he comes from the den, safe and sound. See, Daniel stared down his lions. Not just the ones in the den, but also those evil advisors who had put this plot into motion. He would not back down. He would not give in. He would take a stand on the word of the Lord. And God kept him safe through it all. It kind of makes us remember, at least for our own Lutheran heritage, things that also took place a little over 500 years ago. Started by a man by the name of Martin Luther, a man that we are proud to take his name upon ourselves, because we follow in his way of thinking. We follow the fact that he was willing to face the lions, to stare down his own lions, to take a stand upon God's word, to say, here I stand and I can do no other. Because God was the one to be honored and feared, not the bullies. Luther faced a bully, a bigger bully than probably anyone could ever face. He faced the entire church, the church at large at the time, that through corruption had been left to say, you have no hope. You have no one you can trust in. You have nothing you can rely on. If you want any hope of salvation, it doesn't come by grace through faith. It doesn't come through Jesus alone. It comes by you giving a certain amount of money for us to build this huge church in Rome. It comes by your ability to make up for all the sins that you have ever done for penance. And all it did was leave people with absolute hopelessness. They had nothing to trust in, no one to rely on, because they couldn't rely just on their God. It had to come within themselves. And when they looked within, they weren't satisfied with what they saw. That's what Luther faced his early life every single day, until he dove into Scripture. And he found the truth of God's Word. He found that God was the one who would provide salvation. God is the one who is strong and mighty to save. And so God would be his mighty fortress, that ever-present help in trouble. He would be the one that Luther would make a stand upon his word, for the hope and the comfort of God's people. And he faced opposition. It wasn't easy. He had to stare down his lions every single day with death threats constantly. And yet he would not relent because he must obey God rather than men. Do you see the similarities here? With what Daniel endures as he's thrown into that lion's den, what the early church fathers of our Lutheran church body faced, but you know what? Things haven't changed. We still face lions today. We are still directed by God to hold steadfast in His Word and take a stand upon His Word in the face of bullies and in opposition. And we face it today. Throughout our world, throughout our communities and our culture that try to get us to say we can relent, that we can set aside God's Word. We don't really have to listen to it. If it doesn't agree with what we think it should say, then we can just put God aside. Bullies who try to push and strong-arm us into saying that everything is acceptable. That we can do whatever we want. And we can't ever talk about or judge other people based upon what they do and how they live, even if it is obviously sinful from Scripture. And you have to acknowledge and admit that that is exactly what our world is doing right now. Trying to get each and every one of us to be convinced that sin is not really sin, so that we make compromises on God's Word. That's what they wanted Daniel to do. That's what they wanted Luther to do. And neither of those men, and so many others who have gone before us, were willing to relent. As we celebrate Reformation Sunday today, I hope we take that same zeal and steadfastness of the Reformers and of those who have gone before us in faith and say that we too will make a stand upon God's Word. Here I stand, I can do no other. I will not relent. I will not change because God has said this is how it is. Whether the world wants it to be that way or not. And that's hard. The easy thing for us is to roll over and to give in. To say that, well, in order not to upset people, for everything to go over smoothly, for us not to have problems and confrontations, then we'll just let everything be the way it is. Is that how God directs His people? Is that what He wants us to be, wants us to do? Or does He tell us to face the bully, to stand up and stare down our lions, and to say, I will not relent. I will make a stand on God's Word because I must obey God rather than men. I can do no other. So this is what we do. And we face the biggest bully. Because let's face it, the one who is driving all of this is Satan himself. He's the bully we face today. He's the bully that really got everything going in the Reformation too. He was the face of opposition. He was just working through men. The same thing when it comes to Daniel being thrown in that lion's den. It was Satan who was at work in those advisors to the king who got it all started. And so we face Satan as well. And he is that strong, mighty foe. But we have one stronger. Just like Daniel, we have God in our corner. We have God at our side. And He is the mightiest of all. None can defeat Him. None can do anything to take His power, His might, and His majesty away. And as long as we trust in Him, there's no bully that can do that for us either. We make a stand upon His Word. We stare down the lions of life, and in the end, what will happen? Same thing that happened for Daniel. As he says, my God has sent His angels to shut the mouth of my lions, of my enemies. I have come away without a scratch, without a wound, because none can overcome my God. And so here I take a stand upon His Word. Until He brings us out of that lion's den, brings us away from our enemies and ushers us into our heavenly home. We make a stand on His Word until that day. I don't like bullies. And yet, here we are, being bullied by Satan, tempted into sin, and encouraged to act like it's no big deal. May God give us the heart of the Reformers, the trust of Daniel, so that we can make a stand upon His Word and say, I will trust in my God every day. And with Him, I have nothing to fear. Amen.